Cuts so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Mike Waldman's dancing around the studio. You didn't know I found that again, right? Hang on a minute. You on? Oh, no, you're on the wrong mic. There you go. That's your mic there. Can you get to it?
Hey.
There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mike Waldman's here. He's local musicologist, friend of the stations, and just all-around good guy. And we usually do this on a Friday afternoon.
That's right. And you want to tell everybody what it is, since they're all brand-new listeners?
No.
Make them guess.
I want to say thank you for bringing my burrito in this morning, breakfast burrito. You ruined my diet completely. Yeah. I'd just had a couple of pieces of string cheese and a few peanuts. And you came with a burrito, so that's very nice.
Ava, that wasn't me. It was somebody else.
I could have said no when you texted me and said you want a burrito. So it's not entirely your fault. But what we do is Mike's got a huge, huge, huge record collection. Like one of those people that's got vast amounts of records and MP... vinyl through to MP3s and all everything, every format in between.
It's called being a pack rat.
Yeah, it is. And a passionate believer and lover of music, too. And probably a little creepy. And all of that. So
stalker.
So you've got all that stuff. And we on a Friday afternoon, we usually bring in a couple of tracks. We talk a little bit about them. There's usually a theme.
That's right.
And then, you know, we take it a bit more steady because it's the afternoon. And people are a bit more relaxed at that time of the day. So we just got one track to do today, just yep. for fun, and we'll do another one next week, hopefully.
It's a little teaser.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're celebrating Eric Clapton's 70th birthday.
I can't stand Eric Clapton, and
that's
you know
exactly
it.
Exactly why.
Is that why you did this?
Oh, I love torturing you.
I love Cream.
Yeah.
I love Derek and the Dominoes.
Uh-huh.
But the Clapton of late... when it's late in the evening, I'm like, ugh, shoot yourself.
Well, this is from Derek and the Dominoes. So what I usually bring in is stuff that people don't know about, rare, hard-to-find music.
Uh-huh.
And this is from a second Derek and the Dominoes album that was never finished, never released. They just recorded a few songs for it. And I thought it was fascinating that... you know, Derek and the Dominoes was such a great, great album. You know, Layla on it.
Yeah.
That they broke up right away.
I know, it's funny, isn't it? Because you've got, you know, Clapton, a lot of people involved in this. It wasn't just Clapton and Bobby Whitlock, the keyboard player. It was other people too. George Harrison was involved with this band a little bit, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, well, actually, Derek and the Dominoes played on George Harrison's first solo album, All Things Must Pass. Also played on Joe Cocker's Englishmen and Mad Dogs.
Oh, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they were an incredible backup band. And they also were in Bonnie and Delaney's band. That's who they actually first started off with. Bonnie Delaney and Friends, which was Derek and the Dominoes, Eric Clapton, and George Harrison, and this guy Bonnie and this guy Delaney.
Right.
And Clapton stole them, basically.
An interesting, produced by Tom Dowd.
Yep.
Who's produced everything and still going, you know.
Yeah, and I found two of the songs on the Derek and the Dominoes album was produced by Phil Spector.
Huh.
Never gave him credit for it while he was doing All Things Must Pass. So this is a song that was recorded with Derek and the Dominoes. It's a Howlin' Wolf song called Evil. It was never released because the album was never released and showed up on one of the compilation records.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, Mike Waldman's here doing Waldman's Wardrobe. We'll just give you a little taste of really what goes on in the volunteer shows. A lot of chat about music. People get really in-depth about their passions, especially musical passions. And I'm fascinated by this stuff. So, Derek and the Dominoes, track called Evil. Thanks, Mike.
Just ain't right. That's evil. better watch your happy home. To your house, knock on the front door, run round to the back, you catch him just before he goes. That's evil, evil is going on.
Oh, that is rock and roll music right there. From 1971, the album Crossroads, Derek and the Dominoes there, because Clapton and playing guitar. And that, you know, it's a funny thing about that, Michael Waldman, who's here to do Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. Funny thing about that is that at that time, Clapton wasn't quite the virtuoso that he became. And that makes him, for my money anyway, a bad guitar player. That makes sense.
He's a bad guitar player?
No. No, but when a guy gets too good...
Yes.
I lose... Because I'm a bit of a rock and roll... In fact, I really grew up in the era of punk rock.
Yes.
Which was really anti... virtuosity, you know.
Yep.
I've grown to appreciate a certain kind of virtuosity, but there has to be edge to it for me. There has to be soul in it.
Yeah, well, that was Down and Dirty, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great. And the rest of the band just making that. Well, you know, you've got to think about bands, right? Musicians, the egomania of musicians, and the sort of to hold back and create that backdrop for Clapton to just play that line. And he's not flying around the neck, but just play that line. I don't know. It's just magic for me. Brilliant.
And now we're listening to Eric's latest record right now. Isn't
that... Here it is. Eric's decided to do what everybody else is doing and do an album of standards with Rod Stewart. All right, you got to go, man, because I've done the same thing again. I've been doing this thing where I start the show at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's very slow. I'm slow to get going, as you know. I'm just and then it gets to 9:20, and I realise I've got four things that I haven't done. Got to get moving.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Michael Waldman.
See you later.
Been here. Yeah. See you next time. Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. I love doing it. and we probably talked too long for the morning show, but you know what? If you don't like it, you know what to do.